just heard a reference to creativity in our field, and this is really important because sometimes we can manage to push for improvements outside of the law by inventing new ways of dealing with the problems. And this is what happened when we came up in the European Commission with the idea of facilitating a voluntary product safety pledge that has been mentioned several times already. In 2018, we facilitated the signature of this pledge to encourage online marketplaces to go beyond the legal requirements concerning the safety of products sold online. And actually, what we have realized is that this is an instrument that can evolve. So when the legislation becomes stronger, as it has just happened, we can reinforce also the pledge by including new commitments. And this is actually what has happened. So today we have 11 online marketplaces which have signed this pledge, both global and more regional ones, smaller ones. And just to give an example, one of the commitments for these online marketplaces is to voluntarily consult information available on the internet on recalled or dangerous products. And of course, the first thing they do is to go to the Safety Gate rapid alert system, but also to the global recall portal of the OECD and to other existent schemes. They are also trying to find identical products online, which, as we all know, is quite complicated. So they are trying to find strategies to do this. It has become a real laboratory of new ways of dealing with issues of product safety online. On top of it, the pledge has an internal mechanism, a monitoring mechanism, whereby every 6 months they have to provide to us data regarding their compliance with the commitments. It is voluntarily, but it is serious. So we take it seriously and we publish a monitoring report every 6 months. So in March we enlarged it because the new legislation was already known, even though it was not published yet. And so we enlarged the original 12 commitments to 20 commitments, among which, for example, they have committed to providing active assistance on product recalls to ensure that recalls are more effective, and so on and so forth. If you want to know more, just ask me later. Just to tell you that also on the reporting mechanism, they accepted to enhance it, and they will be required every 6 months to reconfirm in writing their commitments, so that again we make sure that they take this seriously. I also wanted to mention another initiative. We are celebrating actually innovative business initiatives, products and research that increase the safety of consumers through the EU Product Safety Award. This year, for example, the award focuses on business initiatives that specifically make a difference for teenagers, consumers. We know that teenagers are a major category of platform users, so initiatives in this field could be candidates for an award, and we really hope to find the rare gems here. For the first time, we will also be honoring researchers working